plate a potential nugget.
And diving into the meat of the book, you organize the book around the MOVE framework, M-O-V-E, which is the underlying architecture of the book. At the outset, for the purpose of the listeners, could you sort of paint a picture of what this is? And then we'll of course, get into some of the specifics.
Okay, so the acronym is M-O-V-E, which we do for two reasons. One is we're American, and apparently Americans do acronyms. The other is so you can remember it under fire. And I'll just lightly touch on each one. And then if you want, David and I can share a double or triple click on any of them. But the overriding principle first, backing up, is an overarching theme in it comes from a quote from Viktor Frankl, which is between every stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space, you find your freedom of choice. And real-time leadership is about helping leaders make that space. Then once they've made it, to have choices of what to do in that space. And we've, in our frameworks, the MOVE gives people a lot of ideas on how to move forward, and also can be used very quickly. So M is to be mindfully alert, mindful in terms of noticing, not prejudging, alert like an athlete. O is to be an options generator, to have at least four pathways forward, four ways to win, no matter what the type of challenge. And David and I published an article in Harvard Business Review in the January-February edition, which was called The Power of Options. V is to validate your vantage point. So much of business failure is, say, for over-optimism or over-cautious, and how to kind of really see reality for what it is, which gives you a vantage point. And then E is to engage and affect change at scale. So that's M-O-V-E. And each one of those has multiple chapters and deep dives and stories in the book.
Got it. David, anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's a good high-level flyover. If you think about it, M is what you want or need to get done. O for the options is how you get it done. V is a vantage point check on reality to make sure you're seeing reality for what it is. And then E is how you take all those things, what you want to get done, how you might approach it, your reality check, and then you scale it up as a leader so that you can work through others to achieve more things together.
I love the reference to Viktor Frankl, where he speaks about seeing the space between stimulus and response as an opportunity. This reminds me of something that came up in my conversation with Rich Fernandez, who's the CEO of Search Inside Yourself, a leadership development company incubated in Google. He speaks about the difference between reacting and responding, and talks to the notion of response flexibility.
To exercise that response flexibility, right? When you're aware of your emotions, you're able to manage them. When you're aware of your emotions, you're able to respond rather than react. Now, some listeners might say, well, look, Rich, it's really important to react. I'm in a business where I have to react. And I would say to you, unless you're experiencing an existential threat, like your life is in jeopardy, it's going to always be far more effective to respond rather than react. Because responding doesn't mean going slow.
True.
So let me give you an example to make this really concrete and really, really clear. Have you ever been in an airplane and experienced heavy turbulence?
Absolutely.
You have, right? I'm sure the listeners have too, right? Who do you want in the cockpit in that moment? Somebody who's reacting and just alarmed and on fire, or someone who's calm, competent, clear-headed, and knows exactly what needs to happen and when it needs to happen?
You want Captain Sully.
Yeah.
Yes, you want Captain Sully Sullenberg. I've actually met the man. He came to give a talk at Google, and he is that way when you meet him. He is like one of the calmest, most grounded people I know. But what does he say, actually? He says that he trained, and this is, by the way, for the listeners who aren't familiar with Captain Sully Sullenberger, he's the man who landed the jet plane that was flying over New York City. It flew through a flock of geese, so they lost all jet propulsion because the geese flew into the engine and burnt them out. So in the space, I think, of about 3 minutes, he had to make a split-second decision to land the airplane on the Hudson River. It was the only available large open space over New York City. But he thought about this very, very calmly.
Bringing it back to David and Carol's work, I guess the key opportunity is for us to pause, slow down the tape, and to create the space for us to exercise the MOVE in that space. Thank you for listening. If you want to tune into the conversation with Rich Fernandez, you can just go to playtopotential.com. and find him in the guests section. That's playtopotential.com.